Well, g'day, it's Henry here with episode 16 of Short Poppy Syndrome. So I've got a fair bit of news to talk about today. Where shall I begin? Well, my mum got home last night. She got back from Las Vegas. She brought me back some pretty cool presents. She got me some, like, a deck of cards from the MGM Grand Casino. And she also got me brought me back a $5 chip from the roulette table as well. So I was pretty happy with that. But as well as that, she got me a MGM Grand Casino hoodie. So I did pretty well. Oh, and I found out why I did pretty well tonight, because my mum asked me to babysit this Friday night, because she wants to go out with my stepdad for, they're going to have their Valentine's Day romantic dinner this Friday night, I guess, so she got me to babysit. But that should be cool. I don't mind. I do get a bit nervous looking after the twins on my own. Just it's pretty hard work, but I guess the thing is my mum does have a babysitter for because I work after school sometimes. So my mum gets this girl to come and look after the twins when she's at work as well. And actually she's only 15. So I guess there's no reason why their own brother can't babysit them, I guess, eh? So, and we all went out tonight as a family for dinner. Went to Eastside Mario's, my favourite restaurant. And I had the chicken portobello penne, which wasn't very good. But, well, the garlic bread and Caesar salad was still pretty good, so I came away happy. So I had my date last night for Valentine's Day. We went to the movies, and it was awesome. I think it was the best date I've ever had. We went and saw that Final Destination 3, which wasn't bad. I don't think I was expecting much, but it was actually a pretty good movie. But then again, my friend was asking me about the movie today, and I started to explain it to him, and I completely had forgotten the plot. So it is one of those kind of movies that the plot is just completely, is not very memorable. And so afterwards, we went out for coffee. We were going to go to, like, there's this really nice coffee shop just across the road from the theatre, but it was packed out, because it was Valentine's Day, I guess, so we just took the girls to Tim Hortons instead, and yeah, we had an awesome chat. Philip, he kind of bugged me. He told the girl I was dating, I don't know if I'm going to say her name yet, but he told her that I do a podcast, and I just felt like a bit of a geek when he told her. Because she didn't know what a podcast was, so I don't know why I felt geeky about it, but I started to explain to her what it was, and she said it was pretty cool, and she said she was going to listen. So I don't know. I think it is hard to explain to somebody what a podcast is, and to make it sound really cool. I mean, of course, podcasts are cool, but and plus, I'm not the type of person to brag or like just to go on about how fantastic my podcast is. But, yeah, so we're going to hang out this weekend, I think, Saturday night, trying to think of some cool things to do. I actually suggested bowling, like, basically just as a joke, and she said she sounded really keen on that, so maybe bowling, and maybe something else as well, I think. Definitely not the movies. I think movies are okay for a first date, but I think for the second date you have to do something a bit more special. But anyway, I'll report back to how the second date goes. And, okay, I think I'll play a comedy clip now. And it's Ellen DeGeneres, and it's a pretty funny clip, so here's Ellen.
You ever walked into a plate glass window? See, the thing about that, too, is there's pain involved. But you can't cry. You've just got to laugh, because everybody else around you is laughing. Even if they're not laughing, they're trying to be concerned. You okay? You okay? I'm sorry, are you okay? So you don't want to cry, like, you know, you okay. Oh, man, that's so clean and shiny. I said, womba. They should have a little sticker, a little happy face or something. I didn't see it. Just isn't that funny? Is that blood? That was funny. Can you help me find my eye? I can't find my... Funny, I know. It's bad when you're trying to be cool. You're saying goodbye to somebody and you go right into a pole. They will never call me.
I think I do that on a pretty much a daily basis. Run into things, and I actually walked through a glass door once. That was pretty fun. Had to get stitches in my knee. So it's funny because it's true. Ellen actually, she does this hilarious bit about calling God to ask God, what is the purpose of, I think it's a mosquito or a wasp. And that's pretty funny, but it's about 10 minutes long, so I didn't think I'd play that one. I think next time I might play some Chris Rock. He's another one of my favourites. So now it's time for one of my favourite segments, which is an old journal entry. And this entry is from 10th of August 2004. I barbecued a hot dog for lunch and cooked it to perfection. Afterwards, we went to my grand's, when we were driving home, I remembered, I don't believe I turned off the barbecue. I didn't say anything, obviously, just silently prayed that the house hadn't exploded or anything. As soon as we got home, I checked the barbecue and it wasn't going, but the knob was still set to on. I went inside and told my mum. She said, is it still going? I said, no, but the tank is empty. Okay, well, remind me to get it filled, she said. Mothers, God bless them. I can still remember that when we were driving home. I seriously thought that, okay, any minute now we're going to start to see black smoke billowing from where our house used to stand. And I just imagined that the entire house was up in flames. But when I was reading that entry today, when I was trying to find an entry to read, when I read that, I thought, damn, I miss barbecue. I haven't barbecued in, I guess, almost 4 months now. We barbecue every day in the summer, but I guess it's just too hard to do it in the winter. So, Olympics update. Canada now has a gold, a silver, and a bronze, so I got one of each. And Australia just got a gold medal. Like, literally 5 minutes before I started recording, Dale Becksmith, he just won a gold in the men's moguls, which is, that event where they do, on the skis, they do the large aerial jump, where they do like six flips in the air, then they're bouncing down these moguls, and then they do another jump and do a couple more flips. Just watching that event looks painful. I don't know how they do that, but how can you even practice for that? I don't understand. Like, well, good for him. That's that's the first gold medal that Australia's got at the Turin Olympics, and it's only the third gold medal ever for Australia in Winter Olympics. So that's pretty phenomenal. And so getting back to the Canadian Olympic team, they're doing really well in the hockey. The men's team, they beat Italy today. And the women's team, last night, they beat Sweden, I think it was 8-1. So I think Canada's going to get the double gold in the hockey this Olympics. Okay, so Apple News, everybody loves a bit of Apple News. I noticed that iTunes is getting close to its 1 billionth download. I think they're okay, so right now they're at 977,453,894 downloads as of right this second. And I noticed that they've got a promotion. They're giving away like an iPod every 100th song or something like that. But if you are the person who downloads the 1 billionth song of iTunes, the prize that you win seems like a weird prize. You win a 20-inch iMac. Nice. Don't know why they wouldn't give you a power Mac, but anyway. And you also win 10 60-gig iPods. Why would you want 10, I don't know, 10 iPods? So you get 5 black and 5 white 60-gig video iPods. And you get a $10,000 iTunes music card. So that'd be a pretty sweet prize to win. I think if it was me, I'd be selling 9 of my iPods on eBay, but anyway. Well, that's the end of episode 15. I don't even have any NAF stuff for tonight. Okay, I think I might be back tomorrow night since I probably won't get a chance to record Friday night. Okay, so shortpuppysyndrome@gmail.com. I'm gonna play a request now. This song was requested by a friend. She wants me to play this song by The Strokes. What's I forget what's it called again? This song is called Razor Light. Alrighty, cheers.
Feet.